Order up. Number 47.
Fish and Chips on Mornings with Nick Crawford.
Crawford, good morning to you.
Morning, Leon.
Is there a Brimcomp on at the moment?
Well, there's a series of them running at the moment, as they do every year at this time, and they've been in St Helens, and we welcome them all here. Quite a big contingent there was from all around the state and interstate.
Are these
and I think today is a pre-test, pre-fish day today.
Right. Are these the national lunatics who were in their sort of fiberglass shards with a 250-horsepower outboard on the back and, you know, the guys that just live, eat and breathe the fishing?
That's them.
Yeah, right.
Although brim fishing will do that to you. You don't need to be spending huge amounts of money to get hooked on brim fishing, I can tell you.
Mm.
And there's a few of those around at the moment too, so I think they'll do all right in the door.
Right, okay. And I think, if I recall, because I went down to the weigh-in maybe 2 years ago for the big, when the national comp came to town, and it was just incredible. Over at Bellerive Yacht Club, we'll try and find out some more while we're on air about when you can go and watch a weigh-in if you don't have it in front of you. But it's amazing to see all the boats pulled up. Everyone's super friendly. It's great because they do the weigh-in with the live fish before they release them, so you can see all of the fish, which is fun for the kids. But yeah, these people are lunatics. And I remember Plinio, who's been in, you know, who's been in many of these comps. He was going back into them 1 year and started like an exercise regime to get him fit for fishing. I thought, my God, how serious is fishing getting? As he was like doing hill sprints and push-ups and hitting the weights.
Well, look, it's big money these days too. It's on the national calendar, and most states have these big competitions. That was one coming up in the fairly near future by the name of an oil company, but it's a national one, and it raises money for prostate cancer prevention, I think. And it's all run on the same day right around the country, and thousands of people fish it. It's a live fish thing, so you take a photo of your fish on the mat and return the fish. So they're really well run, and it's like most sports. It takes a little bit of time to get going, but once you get the right people behind them, away they go.
Mm. It's my plan for retirement, Crawf, is to travel the country, participating, saving up, and then participating. I've never caught a Murray cod. I'd love to just have a go at trying to do it, you know?
There's a bit of a list, isn't there?
What's on you? Yeah, there is a bit of a list. Let's not go into that. Although we're heading to Launceston in a few weeks, and I've already had someone invite me to actually get schooled in how to catch a kingfish while there,
right,
which is exciting. So I'm thinking about a mild trip extension. Crawf, what is your... Do you have a bucket list species that you haven't caught?
Well, I've been very lucky. I've been able to fish in lots of places around the world over the years, and I suppose if I had still something to do, one I haven't caught is a bonefish. I'd really like to have a crack at that. I know Mike Stevens on Saturday mornings, he's tagged a few of those over the years, but I haven't been down that path.
When Neil Gross caught his first bonefish, there was photos of a very excited Neil Gross being forwarded around. He was deeply, deeply excited by that, which is great.
And look, maybe some of those big salmon up in Canada up that way, they'd be something else. But I think the trip as much as anything is the exciting thing up that way. But fishing back to back with bears would be quite something, and managing to land one of those fish would be great.
Crawf, where are the fish biting around Tasmania this weekend?
Right. Well, let's start on the east this time. George's Bay. I've got a couple of people visiting from, they've been here a fortnight actually, from Launceston, and they're out on the bay today. In fact, I think I could probably see them if I wandered down to the wharf. They've been firing it a bit hard, and that is the case with George's Bay. It's had quite a bit of rough weather on it. It's stirred it up, and it's also got a lot of fresh in it with the rain that we've been getting up here, which is great. We love it. But it has made it a little bit hard in George's Bay. That said, there's plenty of mackerel out in the mid-reaches of the bay, and there are some big schools of salmon, but they're a little bit hard to track down. But just look for those birds. They were working last night out off Parkside, and I'm sure they'll be there again this evening. And all things being equal, I'll go and have a crack at them tonight. Kingfish under the boats between Parkside and Creechy. So any of those yachts that are moored in there, if you can just sidle up to those, and you can get a cast at some of them from the shore, you'll probably find the kingies are sitting in there in the shadow. They're still a little bit spooky. The fresh water's cooled the water down in the bay, so they're not particularly hungry, but they will smack the right sort of soft plastic or lure if it gets them in the right mood. So I'll fish off St Helens and also off Bishno during the week. So it hasn't really started to fire that much, but that seems to be the word. So if that's your thing, it's worth having a bit of a look to see if they're out there. Snapper, they're just sized, but they're becoming quite common in George's Bay, and it's almost no big deal when people catch them now.
Snapper in George's Bay?
in George's Bay. So if you had to pick a spot, I've caught a couple, but if you had to pick a spot, I think it'd be up in Knowlton Bay. So that's the bay that hangs off the back of George's Bay.
That's pretty shallow. I think of dropping, you know, baits down into a significant amount of water. You're saying they're holding up in, what, 3 metres of water?
3 metres of water, shaley sort of bottom, and you'll be into them. Get them on a worm bait, a little bit of squid, that sort of thing. Can't go wrong. King George whiting have been really patchy, and that's because of the silt that's in the water. So you've really got to find somewhere that's got a little bit less current on the incoming tide. Something's got a bit of fresh, clean water behind it, and you'll be okay. But other than that, they're going to be a bit difficult for a couple of days until it settles down. Up the northwest coast, well, fishing paradise is the way that it was described to me this morning. Kingfish all the way along the coast, especially off Burnie and off Forth at the moment, and off Devonport and Mersey. They're getting them on a Samaki pacemaker red bait lure, which is a high-speed trawling lure, and I'll sort of tell you a little bit about what you've got to do to catch them. But this thing, this range of lures is so lifelike that you can nearly fill them for lunch. So they're really good. A lot of good snapper being taken along the coast as well. Lily Coast Strait still firing. Off Wynyard as well, and down off Three Hummock Island, there's been good fish during the week. Flathead off Rocky Cape and Port Latter. You don't need to go very far. It's Jagger bait out there. Can't go wrong. Try a little bit of chicken skin if you're finding it a bit hard on the flathead. That will usually get them going. So 100 mil of chicken skin hanging off your hook and a bit of action on it in the current, and I'll smack that. Gummy on most of the beaches along the northwest coast, and there's still some really big salmon schools working their way from about Penguin all the way down to Rocky Cape. Brim in most rivers, but in particular the Emu, the Inglis, and some Silver Trevally going off their head over at Port Sorell, I'm told.
That'd be fun on Lightline. I can catch them.
Yes, they're good fun, aren't they? Tamer in the north, so a few gummy shark being taken on most of the beaches from the Tamer along to Waterhouse. Flathead at Waterhouse, and then quite good size too. And kingfish at Low Head at the Farewell Beacon. So they're the last two beacons as you head out of the river. Getting them on soft plastic colours seem to be white and pink on hard bodies that are imitating those little mackerel, which is what they're here trying to round up.
Todd's just sent me a picture from the Tamar this morning. He said, bit quiet, but some big ones out the front of Greens Beach. And the photo included is of a very happy angler holding some whopping King George whiting.
Good on him. Yeah, well, that's probably the place to go for them at the moment because they are a bit quiet everywhere else. Down south, the Makos are still going berserk off the neck all the way out to the shelf. Swordfish, well, we mentioned there, people are wanting the swordfish to show up down there, but I think if you targeted them now, they'd probably be there. Plenty of brim down at Castle Forbes Bay at the moment. That's fishing particularly well, as is the Derwent. So I'm sure they're going to have a really great comp, but in particular up around Cadbury's seems to be the go. Albacore and bluefin down off the neck. Skirt lures in green, bright green, dark green and blues. Kingfish in Northwest Bay are still in there under the boats, but you do need to work them. 80 to 120 mil hard bodies and a really erratic motion. You're really trying to stir these things up. It's almost they're hitting the lures out of annoyance more than anything. Plenty of mackerel in Northwest Bay and all the way down the channel to Port Huon. And again, so they're probably best smoked if you're going to get them, but they're great fish and good fun on light line. Calamari is starting to thin out a bit, but there's plenty down at Woodbridge and off the rocks at Blackman's Bay. Trout, it's a bit quiet for trout at the moment. Sorrel, still no report from Sorrel. Lots of dejected heads down, tales of times it were, but I'm sure it's going to come back, and that's what everybody's saying. This won't take long for it to restock with that Mountain Creek way it works, and I'm sure it'll be right next year. Talbot's up in the northwest is the hot spot. Damsel flies and mud eyes of an evening. Burberry, a fisherman from Victoria, had a fantastic week there. He said it was the best trip he's had in 10 years.
Ooh.
Biggest trout was 70 centimetres. Getting them on flies. He fly fishes all the time on wets, and in particular on black and yellow Machuca Calaxid type flies, really slow retrieve, wind lanes around the shore, it didn't seem to matter. He just had an amazing trip, and he was talking all the way along the northwest coast about that. And the lower reaches of the Huon on hard bodies seems to be fishing all right for brown trout at the moment. So look, it's going to be a good weekend, Leon's. Weather's pretty reasonable, it's incoming tides into dusk, so it'd be a good chance to get out to some of those rivers and have a bit of a go, maybe the Inglis. would be worth a shot for some Silvertra Valley, or further up there for some Brim. The duck right down there in town would be worth a little silver wobber flicking out there. Around the back of Western Inlet at Stanley would be worth a go. Any of the beaches along the east coast at the moment, lots of salmon. And for you guys down south, certainly get into Northwest Bay and have a bit of a drift around in there, or down on the rocks at Blackness Bay and Kingston with the silver wobbler on dusk.
Crawf, always nice to chat. Tight lines.
Thank you.
Nick Crawford, Talking Fishing.